This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we continue our work through Genesis chapters 45 and 46, picking up with Joseph is gracious, do not quarrel, Jacob revived, Jacob removes to Egypt part one, and Jacob removes to Egypt part two. Join me, Pastor Will Whedon, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart, and confess unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth.
I said, I will confess my transgressions. O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment.
Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Oh.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Stir up our hearts, O Lord, to make ready the way of your only begotten Son, that by his coming we may be enabled to serve you with pure minds. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. The epistle lesson from Romans chapter 15. Whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, that through endurance and through the encouragement of the Scriptures we might have hope. May the God of endurance and encouragement grant you to live in such harmony with one another, in accord with Christ Jesus, that together you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, welcome one another as Christ has welcomed you for the glory of God. For I tell you that Christ became a servant to the circumcised to show God's truthfulness in order to confirm the promises given to the patriarchs, and in order that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy. As it is written, therefore, I will praise you among the Gentiles and sing to your name. And again it is said, rejoice, O Gentiles, with his people. And again, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, and let all the peoples extol him. And again, Isaiah says, the root of Jesse will come, even he who arises to rule the Gentiles, and in him will the Gentiles hope. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the third chapter. In those days, John the Baptist came, preaching in the wilderness of Judea. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he who was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah when he said, "The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight." Now John wore a garment of camel's hair and a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. Then Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region about the Jordan were going out to him, and they were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming for baptism, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruit in keeping with repentance. And do not presume to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father.' For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children for Abraham. Even now the axe is laid to the root of the trees. And every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. I baptize you with water for repentance. But he who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor and gather his wheat into the barn. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." This is the gospel of the Lord.
The Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You may be seated. Advent is our season of preparation. It is our season of preparation to receive Christ as he comes to us. And we see at Christmas time that our Lord comes to us so humbly, wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. Just last week, the beginning of Advent, we saw our Lord come similarly to his people of old as he's entered into his own city humbly on the back of a donkey, a mere beast of burden. And we see that part of our own preparation for receiving the Lord is also our own humility in receiving him. And now this morning we learn also of a very important aspect of our preparation that comes alongside this humility. It is our own repentance. We hear it today not only from the words, but really from the whole life of St. John the Baptist. John lived his entire life out in the wilderness of Judea. He wore uncomfortable camel's hair for clothing and ate just meager food, locusts and wild honey. And this outward putting off of the self was indicative to the people of a true inward putting off of the self. It was a life of proof that his message really was true. His message, which was repentance. And his audience for this message was no less than the world. He was the forerunner of the Messiah. He was the voice foretold of by the prophet Isaiah centuries before his arrival. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, "Prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight." And when the people of Judea and Jerusalem and all the regions about the Jordan where John was preaching heard his powerful message of repentance, they came flocking. They came to prepare the way of the Lord. They came to bring low those high mountains of pride in their lives and to raise up those valleys of the destitute and the forsaken among them. They came in humility. They came in repentance. They came to receive the Messiah. And even the Pharisees and the Sadducees came to hear what Jesus had to say. And knowing them from afar, John doesn't turn them away, but instead he speaks stark, glaring truths to them. He says, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruit in keeping with repentance. And do not presume to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father.' For I tell you, God is able even from these stones to raise up children for Abraham." They had been so wrapped up in their lineages and pedigrees, in their titles and their accolades, that they had neglected the weightier matters of the law. John tells them what those are. They had neglected to bear fruit in keeping with repentance. They had neglected to put off their own selves. They had neglected to seek after the kingdom of heaven, which is coming near. And instead, they became puffed up with prideful ambition, that snare for so many in positions of authority. John came into that wilderness of Judea 2,000 years ago, and there he baptized with water for repentance. He baptized people who put off their own selves, who confessed their sins. He baptized people who turned from their old lives seeking new ones. He baptized people who were broken and downtrodden and looking for hope. And those people, they are still out there in our world today. They are plentiful. And they are still in need of baptism. They are still in need of the hope of the gospel. But the baptism that followed John's is Jesus' own. And just as Jesus is mightier than John, so is Jesus' baptism mightier than his. Because Jesus' baptism is more than just simple water. Jesus' baptism is more than just a recognition of repentance, though it is both of those things also. Jesus' baptism and the baptism that he administers through his church is a life-giving water, rich in grace and a washing of the new birth in the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' baptism is the giving of the Holy Spirit. And so the baptism that Jesus gives to all who follow him is more than a one-time recognition of repentance, as John's was. It's more than a recognition of a change of heart, important as that may be, as a rebirth, as a new life. It is an ongoing reality and a continual gift. It is a continual invitation into a life of repentance, a continual life of turning away from sin and its delusion and constantly and continually turning back to Christ and finding with him the mercy of God and the gift of forgiveness. It is a life that sees God and knows him as our Father and as the giver of every good thing. It is a life as a true child of God, and as such child, humbling yourself under the mighty hand of God so that at the proper time, he can exalt you. It is new life breathed into you by the Spirit of the living God. It is a life characterized by hope. Hope that is strengthened through the endurance and the encouragement of the Scriptures. Hope that welcomes one another even as Christ welcomes you. Hope that becomes a servant to others, as Christ has become a servant to you. Hope in the midst of darkness and difficulty. Hope even in the midst of death itself. Hope in the resurrection and the life everlasting. Hope in the coming of Christ. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen. And now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that, by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. Amen. Amen.
With great anticipation for our Lord's final return, let us pray for the church, the world, and for all people everywhere. Gracious Father, lift up our hearts and keep us faithful in this new year of your grace. Through your holy word and sacraments, visit and strengthen us until the day of your final coming, when we will be ushered into your eternal kingdom of glory. Lord, in your mercy. God of peace, with wisdom and power you govern the nations of this world. Guide all who serve in positions of authority, that they may lead the peoples of the earth from acts of hatred and bloodshed, and enable us to follow the paths of peace. Lord, in your mercy. O Lord, you are strength of the weak and the downcast. Guide and bless the labor of those who serve others in our society. Bless social workers, probation officers, and all those who work to bring order and peace to disrupted and hurting lives. As your servants here on earth, give them patience, courage, and compassion to answer the many pleas for help. Lord, in your mercy. O Lord, you have promised to hear and answer our cries for help and healing, for consolation and relief. Keep our hearts from being weighed down with the temptations and cares of this life. Hear our plea on behalf of all who are in need of healing. Visit them in their time of need. Sustain them with your mighty hand, and give answer according to your wisdom and will. Lord, in your mercy. God of grace and might, in flesh and blood your Son Jesus rode into Jerusalem to shouts of praise and acclamation. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. As he now comes again among us again this day with his body and blood, give us faith to receive him for the strengthening of our faith. Lord, in your mercy.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, O Lord our God, King of all creation. For you have had mercy on us and given your only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Grant us your Spirit, gracious Father, that we may give heed to the testament of your Son in true faith, and above all, firmly take to heart the words with which Christ gives to us his body and blood for our forgiveness. By your grace, lead us to remember and give thanks for the boundless love which he manifested to us when, by pouring out his precious blood, he saved us from your righteous wrath and from sin, death, and hell. Grant that we may receive the bread and the wine, that is his body and blood, as a gift, guarantee, and pledge of his salvation. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, at his command and with his own words, we receive his testament. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me."
Oh,
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you.
Now may this, the very body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and in soul unto life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Amen.
Let us pray.
O God, the Father, the fountain and source of all goodness, who in loving kindness sent your only begotten Son into the flesh, we thank you that for his sake you have given us pardon and peace in this sacrament. And we ask you not to forsake your children, but always to rule our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled constantly to serve you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen.